After work each day, Wozniak would go home for a TV dinner and then return to HP to moonlight on his computer. He spread out the parts in his cubicle, figured out their placement, and soldered them onto his motherboard. Then he began writing the software that would get the microprocessor to display images on the screen. Because he could not afford to pay for computer time, he wrote the code by hand. After a couple of months, he was ready to test it. I typed a few keys on the keyboard, and I was shocked. The letters were displayed on the screen. It was Sunday, June 29th, 1975, a milestone for the personal computer. It was the first time in history, Wozniak later said, anyone had typed a character on a keyboard and seen it show up on their own computer screen right in front of them. Jobs was impressed. He peppered Wozniak with questions. Could the computer ever be networked? Was it possible to add a disk for memory storage? He also began to help Woz get components. Particularly important were the dynamic random access memory chips. Jobs made a few calls and was able to score some from Intel for free. Steve is just that sort of person, said Wozniak. I mean, he knew how to talk to a sales representative. I could never have done that. I'm too shy. Jobs began to accompany Wozniak to homebrew meetings, carrying the TV monitor and helping to set things up. The meetings now attracted more than 100 enthusiasts and had been moved to the auditorium of the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center. Presiding with a pointer and a free-form manner was Lee Felsenstein, another embodiment of the merger between the world of computing and the counterculture. He was an engineering school dropout, a participant in the free speech movement, and an anti-war activist. He had written for the alternative newspaper, Berkeley Barb, and then gone back to being a computer engineer. Woz was usually too shy to talk in the meetings, but people would gather around his machine afterward, and he would proudly show off his progress. Moore had tried to instill in the homebrew an ethos of swapping and sharing rather than commerce. The theme of the club, Woz said, was give to help others. It was an expression of the hacker ethic that information should be free and all authority mistrusted. I designed the Apple I because I wanted to give it away for free to other people, said Wozniak.